All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory, so let's get started.
Unable to wait any longer, Megan drops herself onto your length. Your cock stretches out her wet walls, them contracting against your length, causing almost divine friction.
Divine friction, eh? Jesus! Her pussy's so fucking tight.
It takes her a few moments to get used to your size.
God, you're so big!
Pleasure builds up enough that Megan starts moving, grinding herself with your dick shoved deep down her pussy.
Yes. Your cock feels amazing.
How much did she drink? And what made her so cock depraved that she's willing to fuck me while I'm asleep? You'd be surprised.
Unaware that it was you who turned Megan into the person she is now, you just feast on the sight in front of you. Bringing herself up on her toes and her palms against your torso.
Ugh.
Fuck.
Megan bounces with her feet, your cock sliding inside her pussy with unimaginable speed.
Shit. Yes. Yes.
Fucking hell.
Megan's pussy keep throbbing around you cock, soaking it in her slick juices.
Boy, I tell you what, the spelling in this one. Megan's pussy keep throbbing around you cock? Come on now. Fucking shit. Really? That's all you gotta say, mate?
Lifting yourself up and pushing her back down against the mattress. Her legs wrap around you on instinct.
Oh, she's wearing heels. I like that. She asked for it.
Not giving enough time to even catch her breath, you ram your cock inside her pussy.
God.
Faster.
And harder.
Whoops, sorry about that.
And harder.
Oh, I'm about to fuck your brains out.
Putting even more speed behind your thrusts, you continue ramming her pussy. Sweat drips from your forehead as you hang on to those last specks of strength.
Jesus Christ!
Harder.
Megan places her legs up on your shoulders.
I don't know, that kind of sounded like... That was a little gruff. It was like the Inquisition or something. It felt like I was being a... what the hell is the name of it? Starts with a C. I had it. It wasn't a conquistador. I forget what it was.
Lifting her hips up, giving you better access.
Yes! Yes! Oh, fuck! My God! Oh.
Your skin smacks together, matching the sound of the music blaring downstairs.
I don't hear no music. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Pulling your entire length out, you're left with a gaping Megan.
Why'd you stop?
You said you wanted harder. Oh, Crusader was what I was thinking of. It was Crusader. How about you get on all fours?
Oh?
Doing as you say, Megan brings herself around. Her perky ass glimmering in the nightlights of the outside atmosphere.
Hmm. I say so. Yep.
Butter?
You don't answer back, but instead slam your cock into her moist insides, making Megan scream out. Proceeding in the same manner, you leave Megan breathless with each thrust.
Fuck! Oh, shit!
Here?
Yeah.
Seeing Megan squirm beneath you, your thrust somehow gain more speed.
Gains more speed.
Destroying the last bits of sanity left in her.
Think he's watching.
Oh, your cock feels so.
Shit!
Feeling yourself close, you gather all the remaining strength left and grab Megan by her thighs.
Feeling yourself close, you gather all the remaining strength left? Okay, yeah. It already said that.
Ramming her pussy like a machine gone haywire.
Okay, that's one way to do it, I guess.
Fuck! Shit! Yes!
Oh man, that herbal essence is shampoo, right?
Your cock slamming in with such force, Megan's whole body jerks back and forth.
Fucking hell! I mean, is that all you got to say, mate? Fucking shit, fucking hell, a little bit of Jesus? I mean, they said Jesus a lot. I mean, you think Jesus would be looking down and they're like... It's like, Jesus, oh, hold on a second. That's not something I want to see. Jesus is like... Let's see.
The blasting music covers over Megan's lustful screams as you keep destroying her burning pussy.
Oh, I'm gonna...
Shit! I'm close!
The combination of breathless moans, sweet sweat, and the built-up tension does its job and throws you over the edge. You manage to get in a last few thrust where you slam your balls deep down her pussy. Megan quivers, squeezing her walls and helping you reach your own climax.
Shit! Come inside or come outside? Outside! Not trying to get this bitch pregnant, come on now.
Taking your cock out last second.
Fuck!
Hot cum covers Megan's perky cheeks, ragged breaths escaping your lips.
I mean, you might as well have done it inside. It's gonna drip in there. Shit, that was intense.
Your semen glides down, mixing together with Megan's sweet juices.
Yeah, that's not much different than going right in the womb. I mean, it'll trickle down.
Good.
Finally calming down your burning lungs, soaked sheets remain the only evidence to your intense lovemaking.
You really did a number on my ass, didn't you?
It was either that or coming inside. And I don't think you would have liked that.
Not like I could have been mad at you, even if you did.
Huh?
Noticing the shock written all over your face, Megan knowingly laughs.
Yeah? I mean, I started it, didn't I? I'd be a hypocrite.
Grazing her nails through her drenched lips, a shiver runs down her spine.
To think your cock was ramming me here a few seconds ago.
Does she want a round two?
I find it almost unbelievable.
Who knows? Maybe you'll forget it ever happening, with maybe being silent.
Want to make sure that doesn't happen?
Desperate for round two?
You're not?
It's not that, but my head keeps throbbing like crazy. I didn't feel it as much while my cock was getting all the attention, but now. Can we chill for a minute?
Does he want to cuddle? That's actually sweet. Well then.
Shuffling to one side of the bed, the sheets ruffle under Megan's weight.
Come here.
Accepting her invitation, you flop on the rumpled covers, blissfully sighing after your warm body touches the cool surface.
How does it feel to know you could have had this sooner, but turned it down?
You know I was only joking, right? Why would I ever turn down such a fine... Excuse me, why would I ever turn such a fine piece of ass down?
Why indeed? Not because the writer enjoys complicating things, that's for sure.
Why did you run away then?
Why did I run away?
Trying to remember, you find yourself stuck.
I feel like there's a big foggy hole in my head.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. God, my head hurts.
Even with the painful headache, you still find yourself relaxing. Despite the heat of the room, your bodies intertwine, enjoying each other's warmth. Too exhausted to go back downstairs and enjoy the party, your breath soon becomes shallow. As you fall in a deep slumber, not dead though, and as always, next morning.
Stop! There are some events in Zoe's story you'll have to finish first before continuing Megan's story. Alright, Windows, what are you doing? I don't know, something decided it wanted to load up. But, Jessica's story, it is. Sarah, seriously, I have no idea what to do with Jess. Maybe if I sleep on it, an epiphany strikes, hint, click on the bed in your room.
Go to sleep? You go to sleep, and soon enough, the day resets.
What to do with Jess? No matter what I do, I can't go past foreplay. It's nice and all, but just can't help wanting more. Maybe if I bother her enough.
An amazing idea indeed.
Yeah, got nothing to lose. Okay, what'll get her attention the most? She's probably sleeping soundly right now. Dreaming pleasant things.
With all your might, you slam your door shut.
2, 1.
Suddenly, you hear Jessica's footsteps outside the door. Just as you shove your boxers to the side. Timed perfectly, you open the door. Right as Jessica goes for the doorknob.
Nailed it! Jeez, Jess, right at dawn?
You were too loud.
You're the one yelling. And if I might add, you're still holding on to my... Damn, woman, stop sending me mixed messages.
You little... Jess, come back to bed. Oh? What a nice surprise.
Oh, if it isn't Chloe.
Noticing your morning wood, Chloe's eyes twinkle.
A really nice one. Can I assume you want to stay true to your promise?
I'm not one to go back on his word.
Nice to know.
Mike, you have the balls. He's acting like I'm not here.
Because Chloe's here. Well, you just confirmed I indeed do, right?
Jess. Getting a head start.
Not wanting to indulge you any longer, Jessica changes the subject.
Keep it down. Please?
God, when she says please, it creeps me the fuck out.
Also, keep your mouth shut about Chloe being here.
There's the real Jess. Won't you say please again?
You're an ass.
Nothing ever pleases you, does it?
Nothing you do. What's up with him today? Did his ego skyrocket because of yesterday?
Feisty.
I can't handle his attitude this early in the morning.
Bye.
And there she goes. A good way to start the morning. I'll let her have some peace for now, but I'll bring my annoyance level to the max soon enough. Wait, does she have plans later? No, she's just chilling in the living room.
Putting your clothes back on, you sit down by your computer and start a random video game.
I wonder if it's Mia.
Sometime later.
Yes! Victory! I don't know what... I mean, he won. I don't know what game. Finally finished it.
Noticing the sun shining high on the sky, you check the time.
Man, it's just like them old arcade games, where it just says, you win after you beat the whole fucking game. No ending, no nothing. Just, congratulations! And then here's the people that made the game, and that's it. Noticing the sun shining high on the sky, you check the time. 1:32 p.m. Noon already? Damn, time flies when you're having fun.
Taking a few seconds to catch up on the situation at hand, you remember your forgotten plans.
Almost forgot about Jess.
A notification to try the harder level pops on your screen, and you can't help but have second thoughts.
It says continue, yes, no, and there's some credits. So apparently he's playing an arcade game on an emulator. But, that's really not what a screen to play the harder level would say. It would say, please try hard difficulty next time or something. A harder level? It must have came up on the last patch note. What do? I want to play, but Jess... She should be in the living room if my memory serves me right.
Turning your computer off. You head downstairs to where Jessica should be. Coming into the living room, you stand confused.
Nope. She's not here. Weird. She usually watches a movie around this time of day. Like, everything is planned down to the last second. Did something happen that she changed her usual routine?
Worry on your mind, you start the search. Coming up the stairs, you hear a weird buzzing sound.
What's that?
Following the sound to the source, you come closer to Jessica's room.
There's a buzzer, all right.
Lewd sounds mixing with the unfamiliar buzzing noise do wonders to your curiosity.
What's she doing inside?
Pressing your ear to the door, you strain your brain, trying to decrypt the weird noise.
Could she be using a vibrator? I wonder. Fuck, I don't know. Guess there's only one way to find out. Oh, let's just barge right in. Hey, Jessica, I noticed that you left a pair of panties in the bathroom, man. Get the fuck out. Boom.
Unconcerned about Jessica's privacy, you barge in, freezing up on the spot.
Well, hello? She don't know what to say. You just barged in there, like the police.
What are you doing there?
Jessica stumbles, clearly flustered with you sudden barge in.
Having fun? Oh, Lord, she's going to put a foot up your ass now. Not that you need to answer, since the answer's obvious.
Who said you can come in?
Well, I didn't really knock.
Yeah, that's issue number two.
Wait, is that my shirt? Why's my shirt there, then? And on the floor?
I didn't have any clean shirts.
Oh, hold on. That doesn't answer my question, does it? She's not making any sense. Plus, she's red as a tomato. Yeah, I'll bet. Did she do something else with it? Jess, why did you need my shirt?
I had to clean my floor. It was dirty.
With my shirt? Why'd you use my shirt? Why not take one of your dirty ones?
Can't use a dirty shirt to clean the floor.
That doesn't make any sense.
What's up with all these questions, anyway? You're the one that barged in without permission.
Well, glad I did. That was quite a show.
Listen, just because of what happened yesterday...
Did you use my shirt to get off?
What? Jessica, stay calm. You can't let him know.
But he knows! Oh, shit. Look at her face. I'm right. Was she seriously sniffing my shirt? Grim, get your head in the game. This may be your chance to finally fuck Jess. Can I, in any way, be of help? I'd be willing to take full responsibility, of course.
Do I have to prove it to you again?
What's there to prove? You're obviously attracted to me. You naughty perv.
Oh, that's it. We're finishing this now.
Going back to her prior position, determination drips from her every word.
Close the door and sit your ass down.
Gotta love her spitefulness.
Doing as you're told, you even lock the door as a bonus, having learned from your prior mistakes.
Where do you want me? On a normal occasion, I'd be scared shitless of her death glare. However, the more I encounter it, the more she looks like an angry rabbit. I meant, where do you want me to sit?
Don't care. Just sit your ass down.
Yes, Your Highness. On the couch or on the footstool? The footstool!
Making your way towards the footstool, you can't help showing your excitement.
Don't know how I managed to turn things like this, but I love this outcome.
Shuffling on the stool, you get comfortable.
So, how do you plan on proving me wrong?
Easy. You claim I'm affected by your presence, correct?
That is correct. I mean, why else would you be this freaked out about me catching you? Playing solo.
Maybe, because I like my privacy, you pervert.
What about my shirt, then?
Told you, I didn't... You know what? Not even worth explaining. I'll just show you.
Grabbing the vibrator she previously hid, a mischievous look crosses Jessica's face.
Uh-oh.
We'll see who's more affected.
Turning it on, a familiar buzzing sound fills Jessica's room.
I was right. It was a vibrator. One of those really old-school ones, too.
Laying down, she sensually arches herself. Your greedy eyes instantly resting on Jessica's perky tits.
Don't get any weird ideas.
Wouldn't dare.
And you better not tell anyone about this.
My lips are sealed.
Her gaze stays on you for a second longer, making sure you're honest.
Okay, then.
Spreading her legs wider, Jessica's already wet panties catch your attention.
That thing must be amazing. Look how wet it made her.
Not paying you any attention, Jessica presses the vibrator over her clit, only to be followed by instant sounds of pleasure.
I'm still sensitive from before. Gotta keep a cool head. I'm doing this to prove him wrong.
Can't believe she's really doing this just to prove me wrong. Talk about spiteful.
God, it feels so good.
If it didn't, she wouldn't be doing it.
You watch as pleasure builds up inside Jessica. Her eyes close shut and you realize she already forgot about your presence.
She's getting into it.
Feeling your prickling stare, Jessica opens her eyes, meeting your gaze.
Something wrong? Look at him. He can't even look away. You seem... flushed.
Please. Nothing I didn't see before.
You've watched girls masturbate before.
Well, I can't really tell her the truth, right? I meant a woman masturbating.
Seems like your cock's more honest than that mouth of yours.
Upon hearing these words, you finally take in account the painful hard-on pressing onto your jeans.
So it's a natural reaction.
Nothing to do with you. Well, then, I'll just continue doing my thing.
Increasing the speed of her vibrator, Jessica whimpers at the sudden sensation.
He's watching me so closely. It's turning me on even harder. I want him to.
She glides a hand up her sweaty body, pinching her nipples, seeking even more pleasure.
What am I doing? Am I really enjoying this?
Biting down on her lip, Jessica pinches her sensitive skin, imagining your hands caressing all over.
Fuck this!
Deciding not to be just an observer anymore, your hardened rod springs up as your jeans hit the floor with a soft thud. The noise makes Jessica snap back to her senses.
What do you think you're doing? His cock is right above my face!
Well, I have a situation to take care of.
You're gonna jerk off to me?
Don't take it personable. Personable. Don't take it personal, but my imagination is much better than your little show. Oh, man. Even if that's true, that's a low blow, mate.
Oh, is that so?
Always challenging her.
Pushing her panties to the side, Jessica's pussy glistens from all her juices.
Still think nothing of it?
There's a limit to how much I can lie.
Finding your silence amusing, Jessica continues provoking you.
No, now she's just trying to.
Yes. Right there.
Mewing her words out, Jessica sways her hips to the vibrator, following its waves to pleasure.
Shit. Fucking amazing.
He's being so honest right now. Might as well enjoy myself.
Seeing you totally into it, Jessica finally lets go and enjoys herself.
Yes, touch me there.
You're so...
His eyes are practically piercing through me. God, can't believe I'm doing this. And it feels so good.
Arching herself further against the cold floor, Jessica's climax nears.
I can't... Yes, yes, yes!
Buckling her hips upwards, Jessica's climax comes crashing. turning her into a squirting madness. Getting soaked by her juices, you pay it no mind as your orgasm builds up as well.
Fly free.
Feeling your own orgasm come crushing in.
Shit.
Your cum sprouts out, exploding all over Jessica.
Shit.
You asshole.
Well, he's not going to be able to catch it.
It's all over me.
Would you like to change places with me?
Pointing to your drenched shirt, you can't help but smirk upon Jessica's annoyed expression.
I couldn't stop mine.
Me neither.
Why did you come so close to me?
Not like I could have known you're a squirter.
Shuffling to her knees, Jessica gets up, her expression unreadable.
I can't be the only one feeling this remaining tension. I know I messed up by coming all over her, but she doesn't look mad as she portrays it. Want to continue?
Now I have to shower again.
Strutting over to the door, Jessica's juices slide down her thighs, glistening in the light.
Where are you going? She's leaving.
To wash your cum off?
Will you be back?
I'll go do some yoga in the garage.
Want to do some extreme yoga here? She'll say no.
In your dreams? I already proved my point.
Putting her vibrator back in the drawer, Jessica's smile radiates victory.
Uh-oh. Is she seriously still on that? Why can't she be honest for once?
Since you have nothing better to do, you can clean up this mess.
Looking down at the wet floor around you, you can't help but groan out.
Happy cleaning.
Just gonna leave like that? Aren't you gonna...
Skipping happily, Jessica pays your protests no mind as she proceed to leave her room.
And she's gone. Why the fuck should I clean this shit up? Calm down, Grim. Think of this as a leverage you can use to get something out of her later. Fine.
Getting to it, you grab a cloth and clean up the mess. After some time...
All clean.
Admiring the sparkling floor, you smile pridefully.
Not bad, Grim. Not bad.
Gazing through the window, you notice the sun close to setting.
How long was I cleaning? And where's Jess? She just disappeared somewhere. As I remember correctly, she should be in the garage, right?
Heading downstairs, you proceed to the garage, your goal to provoke Jessica to the max.
Huh, it's open.
Next, doggy.
What now?
Hearing Jessica's voice, you can't help but look inside.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
She seems to be really into it. All right, folks. So I guess this is going to be the Grim Lord and Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Lust Theory Season 2. We're going to end it right here. We've got done with Megan and we're on Jessica again. I know it seems like we're going from girl to girl to girl to girl to girl to girl and then back to girl to girl to girl to girl. But eventually this is all going to make sense, I hope. At any rate, we'll see you guys next time. I am out of here. Stay tuned.